Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
You guys, life is easier when you're confident in your skin. Trust me, I looked like Barb from Stranger Things until I was 15 years old. It feels much better to like yourself. That was hard. So it is having good skin and having a nice complexion really is something that I work hard to do. I take a lot of planes. I sleep on my hands on the planes and I break out a lot. And I have just tried this new product called BioClarity. And it's, you know, I love the animals, you guys. It is vegan and it's cruelty-free. It's paraben-free. And that is important to me. So it's called BioClarity and it has the natural calming and cleansing extracts. This is me still sleepy from outside lands. It has natural calming and cleansing extracts, including green tea and chamomile, which sounds like something I could use right now in a tea mug. So instead of benzoyl peroxide, it combines the power of prescription-grade salicylic acid and restorative floraflux, which is a new and unique ingredient derived from chlorophyll. But it's suitable for all skin types, and BioClarity is dermatologist-developed and tested and recommended. And as I said before, it is 100% vegan, it's cruelty-free, no animals were tested in this, and it's paraben-free, which means that it is good for both your skin, kitty cats, and Mother Nature. So let BioClarity help give you the confidence of clear skin to help take life on. Just go to bioclarity.com and my listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That I've been using it. I used it this week. The wash, it's great. I break out pretty easily, and I have to say I've really enjoyed it. The wash is really, I really love it. And I can't believe I haven't had a zit yet this week, but when I have get one, there's like acne medication, so I'll let you know how it works. So $9.95 a month is a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you have to enter my code ROSE. So if you go to bioclarity.com and you enter my code ROSE, you will get $20 off for the first month. So I hope you like it. I like it. And let me know what you think. Okay, bye. Hi, it's Arden, permanently hoarse. I'm so excited for you guys to hear this episode. It was a blast to record, but I realized in all of our excitement, we did not freaking mention the topless flute player. So my apologies to you for missing out on the greatest comedic gift from the gods. That's how exciting our episode was for us to record, that we didn't even touch on the topless flute player. So please feel free to email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. All of your best topless flute player jokes, and perhaps we'll read one on the air next time. Okay, bye, bunnies.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I want to get all
hump
up in
day.
You
it's a hump day.
It's a hump so day. Good.
I put the baby bump in hump day because I got pregnant by The Bachelor.
How many times did you get pregnant this week?
I think I got pregnant like 15 times. It's for sure gonna be a personal trainer.
Are you gonna have a rose? Are you gonna give birth
I'm
to a
giving
rose?
Birth to a baby that's gonna come out clutching a giant rose. And it's gonna feel so good. This rose into Mark Rivers, ladies and gentlemen. Let's never forget that was written by Mark Rivers. Hello! Welcome to the first episode of Bachelor in Paradise. This is a very, very haggard Arden Marine. I am with, to my right, not across from me. Not across
switching
from
it
me.
Up.
I like it because you used to sit there.
Yeah.
My platonic lover. One of my favorite travel partners, a real fun karaoke lady, and one of my best friends, Miss Erin Foley.
Yay! Haggard number two.
We have another fun guest joining us shortly, but traffic is so terrible right now, and so we're just going to start because we have so much to talk about.
Doing it. Traffic in LA, you guys. Anybody?
Hey!
It gets tough in the morning.
To my left, a woman that is sexy in a two-piece fringe bathing suit. Oh my God, she's here. Okay, sexy in a two-piece fringe bathing suit. Again, one of my favorite travel companions. I'm going to go out on a limb and say she's chill as fuck.
Chill as fuck.
I tucked her in this weekend. Basically, if she moved, I got upgraded where I was staying because I had like a hotel room filled with cigarette butts. So they upgraded me to a suite. And I had like a living room with a couch and a chaise lounge. And she kept moving back and forth. And I kept tucking her in a robe and pillows. Miss Anna!
Yay! Yeah. Anna, Arden really took care of me this weekend.
You know what? We all had life crises, but I also felt like we all it was equivalent of when you go, in my mind, deep into like the mountains of Brazil and take ayahuasca, but we did this in the Golden Gate Park. Like, this shit went down. Would you say that was accurate?
Yes.
Now, Kitty is not here, but we have a gentleman who doesn't watch The Bachelor, but is actually an incredibly patient fellow whenever he has to be here. Aristotle!
Yay!
And she just arrived. I am so enjoying, I've known this person for a long time, but I'm really like, this podcast is really like bringing our lady friendship together.
Oh my gosh.
And
so
the
much.
Best part of her was she was with us at Outsiders, and like our show was the earliest show of the festival, but this sexy gal got herself up and came to meet all the hottest guys in the woods behind the tent. Miss Nikki Glaser.
Yeah. Now, oh, what a fun weekend.
Okay, now I'm going to set a timer because we have time constraints and I tend to run long. I know it's off. Can I just say, okay, I'm giving us 12 minutes, 10 minutes to discuss the weekend, maybe with a 2-minute wrap up.
We're all saying like we're so haggard.
Okay, let's fucking talk about it.
It was like a bachelorette party weekend.
Okay, let's just start out. So the first night.
I didn't even realize the word is in that because that's what it felt like.
So Friday night. So somehow we actually ended up accidentally hosting a karaoke party for the festival. We thought it was just going to be the podcast and the Bachelor guys. I rented a room at Dimples and in Japantown. And then Nikki came and Lauren Lapkus and Nick Thune and Nick Kroll and Mansukis. And then so you came and you sang a duet with Nikki.
Benzie.
Okay.
He's a good looking dude.
He's so hot.
Is he the who do you think is larger, Benzie or Alex the Russian in his Aztec leggings?
Okay, Benzie is definitely larger.
His arms are the size of
Are you
Scout.
Talking body or undercarriage?
No, I think no one
we
is
all know
Alex.
What,
Alex,
we all know what he's packing. We all kind of saw.
I didn't look at it.
Yeah.
How big
it's like
was
the eclipse.
How huge was it?
I mean, you could tell it wasn't like where it need it could go. It wasn't at its full potential, but it was like, for something that's not at its full potential, it's like wow, I shouldn't be able to like see that.
As big as my arm. Was it as big as my, I have short limbs, but it's still a human woman arm.
I'm sure it could get to that.
That's really scary.
It was, I don't like to like talk like about guys that way. Like, I just feel like it's kind of degrading.
It is.
Oh,
it
I
is.
Do all
but
the
But the thing
time.
Is, you can't not look. When he's wearing pajama look. Pants.
Not even tights. Tights.
Tights. They were like tights. Leggings, tights. But without like it. A thick fabric. They
no,
were
no, no.
just
oh, they were
leggings.
Loose. I didn't look. That's why I couldn't look.
I pretended to drop a napkin
Did
and
you
then
see?
My head hit.
I didn't see it. Did you see it? Did you see it?
No.
I didn't look. Did you look?
But I never looked.
Kinda, but yeah. It was weird because I was like, he's just wearing sweatpants.
No, the
yeah,
male,
it's hard
the, male, the male comic, who was the sweet guy from Texas that did Goddamn Comedy Jam with us?
Shane Torres?
Yeah, so he was the one. I didn't look. But
he was the one that first called it out.
He came backstage because, okay, so we'll get to that in a second. Basically, we closed. We basically began.
We have
close
10
the
minutes
weekend.
To talk about Alex's penis.
Okay, we began and closed the weekend with singing. So the first time was karaoke.
Yes.
And we closed.
That, first of all, that karaoke night was so fun.
Okay, so what did you and Ben Z sing?
We sang Bye 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 in sync. Because the songs were so hard to find on that, in that book. They were just all listed by song title. So you just had to like come across one that you're like, I guess this is good.
And well, they were all in Japanese.
They were all in Japanese.
That's true, too.
And it was amazing. Yes. Whenever a song wasn't on, like if there was, it was hard to program. And then when a song wasn't on, it would just go straight to a Japanese, like, love song. And then Nick Kroll would pretend to know the lyrics and just sing it.
And he would sing what was playing on the video, which is just Beaches. It looked like Bachelor in Paradise B-roll.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was great.
Okay, so then Kenny was there. Now, how do...
Oh, my God.
Kenny is so fucking sweet. He's smaller and pert. Like, he's still a big guy, but he's not that football player big. He's more like...
I thought he would be huge.
I thought he'd be huge.
Yeah.
Kenny was fun. It was fun. Anna and I were talking about this, to see the transition of Kenny, because when he first came in, he was really quiet.
He was
He was the first one, and we were all trying to, you know, Arne and I were like hosting this random, we're trying to figure out like where, who's mixing with who, and you kind of feel like you have to like babysit a little.
Yeah.
And then Kenny was just kind of awkward on his phone. I mean, very nice, and I thought,
he's
okay.
Timid.
Well, he
very
walked
timid.
In. Like, to be fair to Kenny, he walked into a basement in Japan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was an awkward situation.
By the time I got there, he was in his element.
Well, it was also, can we just say, it was freezing in San Francisco, but it was like a sauna in this
sauna.
Basement at Dimples. And so he wandered in. It's basically all women in Kenny Banya from Seinfeld and like a disco ball, but there's only like five of us singing. And he walks in, there's all these crazy comic girls singing.
Yeah. And I had to shift gears and
you talk sports.
And do what I do best when I'm around male comics. I go, who's your football team?
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
We were in Tampa Bay Bucks.
He played for UNLV.
Yeah, and so we just, and then I felt like that made him calmer.
Okay, so.
Oh, my God, that totally calms him down.
Let's talk about, then by the end of the night with Kenny.
Oh, my God.
Killing it.
I mean, killing it. He is living his truth.
He's living his best life. He's living his best life.
It's like, the best thing that ever happened to him was not winning that show.
Dude,
because he is.
All of them.
A different girl every minute I saw him with. I didn't see him philandering, but he seemed to be having a good time with many women.
I feel like he could have even shot up higher. I was like, Kenny, go high. This is your week.
I know. I think these guys aren't used to being these objects of desire.
Oh, my God.
So anything that comes to them, they're just like, yes, to whatever girl. So he could have done better than what he was pulling.
But
no offense to the girls.
No, and I had like, I was like tipped over and shaking my ass at Kenny, and he was screaming, go Arden, you're feeling yourself, Arden. I was like, I am.
You were.
I was.
No one felt
guitaring to like almost every song.
Oh my God.
By the end of the night, he was like,
that's hilarious.
In the band.
He and Heitner, even though Heitner, we love Heitner, Heitner had a bad showing at the actual show, but like Heitner and Kenny had such a bromance that they texted me, like, I like hooked up they want to be friends in real life. They
that
got each other's numbers.
The most
adorable.
Odd pairing.
I
love it.
So then, okay, so then Saturday.
Also, really quick, Kenny was just so easy to talk to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, of course, you know, we're nerding out with football, but you know, the whole weekend. He was just so lovely and easy to talk.
And Benzie was so easy for me to look at.
Katie goes, so this was Saturday night.
God, he's so hot. It's stupid.
Katie goes, what I love about Katie, because as I'm very open, I adore Katie. I love that she scares me just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, she's intense.
And I want her to like me. Like, I treat her almost like an authority figure.
Yes.
And, like it's like I don't want to get sent to Katie's office because I won't keep my
place. I did it. I murdered him.
Yeah. So Katie, but what I love about Katie is she doesn't give away her cars for free. And, like, if she likes you, she likes you. And if she doesn't, you're out. And she turns to me in that karaoke, like, hot box and goes, holy fuck, Benzie is hot as shit.
Oh, my God.
I mean, literally, she was like, he is so fucking hot. Aristotle, will you get on the mic for a second? Aristotle, can you get on that mic for 1 second? Aristotle, now you've known Katie. You've worked with Katie for a long time. Do you believe that that's what happened?
The way you said it was a pretty great impersonation.
Thank you so much. As you know, I'm very good at impressions.
That was the first thing she said to me, too, as I walked in. She was, oh, my God, you have to go talk to Benzie.
He's so
hot. She was, like, angry about it.
No, she was furious. She's like, he's so fucking hot. And I, like, and part of me was like, can't your boyfriend just give you that for the weekend? Like,
crawl inside his pants and not come out.
Yeah, you're so fucking hot. And he was, like, such a gentleman.
Yeah,
and
he was,
like,
really nice.
He was so nice.
Until I was, like, kind of having a really good conversation with, like, we were, like, sharing conversations about our dogs and stuff. Because, you know, he loves his dog.
Clearly.
Oh, my God.
Clearly.
We were talking about our dogs. And I swear to God, mid-conversation, the song I Got Friends in Low Places came on.
He requested it.
Well, it was on the jukebox. And he literally just turned.
I love it.
But he was showing me a picture of his dog, or I was showing him. And he literally walked away from me and just starts filming himself like, I love this song. And you can see me in the back of his Instagram story just like, really? I am heartbroken in the back of his Instagram story.
I was trying to...
I look so angry.
Well, because I remember that I know that you liked Ben Higgins. So when I met Ben Z, I texted you from Northern California.
Yes.
And I was like, you need to at least tongue kiss, maybe hump Ben Z.
I think you mentioned digits in it.
I was like, you need to get fingered.
Oh, my God.
You know what? You got to do what you got to do.
Hey.
If it's fanger time, it's fanger time.
It's fanging time.
Okay. So I don't know what your thing is. I don't want to force it on you, but if that's your thing, get fanger by Benzie.
I love a good finger.
Jana Marine has been like, by side note, the best thing ever. So my mom, Jana Marine, of Jana Marine Little Compton Real Estate for all your summer rental needs, she texted me the other night and she was like, got to go. Watching Bachelor in Paradise. And then she goes, just looked at your Instagram, .. OMG Dean is what she said.
Oh my God, okay. Jana. Everybody loves Dean.
Okay, so let's cut to. So then Sunday was our. So we had the earliest fucking show. So we did karaoke. Everybody was invited. The only people that showed up were Benzie and Kenny, which was great. I mean, we were delighted.
Benzie's friend was so funny.
Oh my God,
I
he was
love
so
that dude.
Sweet.
He taught me
he
this
was
line.
So nice.
He's like, Monday, and you're in the office, and everyone's like, what'd you do this week? And you just go really casually, you go, I raged. And then you just walk away. And I will use that for the rest of my life.
We did rage.
Cool.
Yeah,
we did
all weekend
rage.
Long
we
with him, I was like, I think I'm going to go rage. I'll see you later.
Well, side
it
note,
was the best.
Paget actually gave me a thimble so I could drink out of my thimble all weekend. Paget rage, and I rage with my thimble all weekend.
All weekend.
So then,
I do love how all the bachelors brought like friends.
Oh yeah,
friends
they did.
From home who are like equally like as cool and like kind of bachelory.
It truly, you could see the photos of it was so clear. Oh, there's a timer. I'm gonna give us 5 more minutes. It was so clear in the it was so clear in all of the photos. Who was there for the comedy festival and who was there as a human prize of beauty? You know what I mean? Like, who was from The Bachelor and
Arden,
who was a clown?
Your speech on the last night, and I'm not jumping ahead, but you just saying, and I've been telling everyone this, that like, you're like, I've had a rough 2 weeks and I get to walk around this festival as a woman with the hottest fucking group of dudes trailing behind me.
Oh my God.
And I'm a female cop. Like, I just like was like, fuck yes, because we are not the hottest women there.
No, God, no, no,
and
no.
We have the hottest guys.
That's the thing.
In our group. And it was so awesome.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's literally, so that's the fucking thing. So
you gave us all a gift.
Can I just say, and people have been following, I didn't mean for this podcast this summer to be, it's the only podcast that's been about grief and The Bachelor that's out there. Can I just say, God forbid somebody out there loses a loved one. If you can wrangle bodybuilders in the woods, I am not even kidding you. It has been, I felt like, all joking aside, I literally was like, I've given myself to Labor Day on Grief Island, mostly because I'm lazy and I want to be able to cancel auditions or stand-up shows at the last minute. But it's like, I'm fucking back. And like, I'm riding a Russian accountant and Aztec tights out of my misery. Into like, am I going to get pregnant? Like, what
Watching
is happening?
You have the time of your life. No. It gave me the time of my life.
It really was cool.
Okay, here's the final thing, and I don't want to freak people out because next week's podcast, it'll be a full show. You guys are coming on a journey. Grief doesn't have to be a bummer, guys. So next week, I do have to go home. It's the fucking memorial. It's the fucking memorial. Yeah. And Banya actually is very much, he's speaking.
Wow.
I know. My dad wasn't really religious and he loved, so it's like, we're going to be in a town with a general store and an illiterate chief of police and no stoplights with a man with a catchphrase speaking of my father's memorial.
Oh my God.
But here's the best part. So I'm going to get sad again for 2 days. I'm going to watch Paradise with my mom, Mittens the Kittens, and my brother. We're going to talk about it. And then 2 days later, as a gift to get back out, I'm not even lying, and this is how I'm getting through my grief. I'm bringing my mother down to New York on Thursday to go to the Project Runway finale.
Oh my God.
It's literally the summer. It's the tour of like, feel your feelings, boo, because reality Tim Gunn is going to carry you. Like, Alex and Kenny brought you 90% of the way, and then the super magical Tim Gunn is going to carry you off of Grief Island, and then you're fucking back.
Yeah.
You're going to watch little sweet gay boys make dresses out of garbage bags, and your mom and you are going to high five after I bring her to the Sephora lash bar. She's like, I've never had lashes and I want to get lashes. I'm like, I'm getting you fucking
Sephora
lashes,
lash bar.
I'm getting
so
Janet
funny.
Marine lashes.
I didn't even know that existed. This
we're going to the lash bar and we're going to the Project
Runway
finale.
You should go there
finale.
To pick up. It's really a lash
anyway,
bar.
So that's the thing. Okay,
will you go and do they serve cocktails?
They serve cocktails and lashes and like merkins for the
for
eyes.
Real?
Okay, like okay, wait. So here we go.
This
we're coming back. We're here. We go. We're
I
at
my wife at a lash bar.
We're backstage. The actual show. How great was that fucking crowd? That crowd.
That crowd was awesome.
It was noon. They actually told us, they're like, we were worried about you because you were the earliest show of the festival. And they're like,
it was packed.
She said it had like more people than like, we had like,
that thing had 900 people there.
It had 7,000 people.
7,000 people there.
But 900 is a lot for a comedy tent.
Was there really 900?
Well, that's the capacity. And you guys were
pretty full.
Really full. I mean, you had at least six.
That crowd was so great. And then, okay, let's talk Dean. So we were worried that no one had heard from Dean for a while. I think Dean was really.
Alex was running late on a plane. We hadn't heard from Dean. It was a little stressful before.
Yeah. And Wells was staying. So who knew? Like, we couldn't.
He was in like Sausalito.
It was like trying to wrangle kittens to give them a bath.
Oh, yeah. My God. Okay. You're so right.
So then when
to
Dean,
give them a bath.
Can we talk about... So you walked Dean in. Was it like being with Leonardo DiCaprio at the height of Titanic
fame? I went to go get Dean and Kenny at the entrance, and it took me 30 minutes to walk because every girl who saw them lost their
how
mind.
How long were you walking them? Like a football field or like a half mile?
It was like a 10-minute walk for me to get there.
Yeah.
And then it took us 30 minutes to walk back. I was texting you like, I'm doing this. I'm trying.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Trying so hard.
Oh, my God.
Did you
didn't know that happened?
Was it like being with like Bieber at the height of his fame or something? Like what did
it
feel like?
I finally at the entrance to the comedy club, I finally had to be like, okay, I'm so sorry, because it was like this group of girls that were waiting in line had seen them and were like all waiting to take photos, and I was finally like, look, I really have to take them in.
Ugh. Fuck it. I'm just giving 5 minutes. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes.
This is like me in the morning trying to snooze.
5 more minutes. Oh okay.
Yeah. Well, the looks of all these girls being like, what do you mean you're taking them?
Oh my
and
God.
I was just like, run, guys, run. We have to get in
here.
Well,
they were so, Dean was literally walking around with Dean. He was so sweet with everyone. He took photos with everyone.
Yeah.
He is so charming and hot in person. Like,
and vulnerable.
He's so sweet. Like, I feel like on TV, I feel like in person, like on TV, he's obviously a gorgeous guy. Yeah. But in person, I do you agree that all of these, like we live in LA, we've worked with lots of actors or like good, like, you know,
I've, these people are better looking.
They're so
in
much better looking than anybody I've ever.
Yes.
And all the women, all of them are so much better looking.
All of them. I was shocked at how hot, like Ben and Alex, for me, those two guys were like just staring at them. It was, I felt things that
I
haven't felt.
Your
in
vagina
a while.
Dance. Your vagina dance.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I can't believe none of them had a single lesbian sister that looked like them.
Oh my God.
I mean, I was 0 for 5 in my ass.
Here's what was so great about Dean. So Lori came, who's done our podcast.
It was awesome meeting Lori.
Lori's the shit. How much do you love Lori?
I want to hang out with Lori.
So Lori is one of my best friends who was back, and she is a Bachelor super fan, and she's done the podcast. She's Padgett's rival, and she is a gay lady who's married to a woman, and she said she was talking to Dean and she loved Dean, and at the end he's like, Lori, don't go, just hang out with us all day. She's like, is this happening? I'm like, Dean? I'm like, oh my God, you should have. It's like meeting Dean is like meeting the Blarney Stone. Like, you have to want to fucking kiss him.
No, yeah, I mean, I wanted to make out with all of them. It was crazy.
Okay, let's talk Alex for a second. So,
wait a second. I have to talk. When I got there, your show had just let out, were lounged. There was like this lounging. There was this couch that was.
Yeah.
And you posted the picture, but you don't capture the full scope in that picture of you just lounging and twirling your hair as these Adonises are laying next to you.
Honestly,
I couldn't believe Dean wasn't feeding you grapes. It looked like that kind of situation. I couldn't get over it. Aaron and I were in the corner just like,
what's happening?
I go, just hand me your phone. I need to capture this moment. It's so cool. She's like on a beach somewhere with these guys.
Thank you so much.
It was
so
awesome. They loved you too. It was great.
I mean, honestly, this has been such a fucking crazy 2 weeks. And I don't even mean this in a belittling or flip way. I really felt like the Batman kid in San Francisco. I felt like San Francisco rose. And they were like, you for the weekend get to have the 5 hottest guys in America get you, lounge with you, carry you. It was,
and they were so they were very respectful. Oh. They thought we were very cool, which was just rare.
Dude. For
they, you know, like, loved us.
You know, the thing is, I realized that, like, as female comics who have like podcasts and stuff like that, like they thought we were cool. They thought we were like famous and cool, and we obviously thought that of them.
We knew
and it
that
came
of them.
Together.
Oh my God,
so beautifully.
Oh my God.
And it was just so cool walking around the festival and being like, oh, hey, Ben, and being like, and stopping and like having girls be like, why is she talking to that? And why would she be summoning that to her? I felt so cool. You know what I felt like?
My first kiss happened
on spring break of my junior year, because me and my friends went to Florida, and we ran into the most popular boys from our high school who would never give us the time of day back in Kirkwood, Missouri.
Yeah.
But they were striking out in wherever we were, so Destin, Florida, because no one knew that they were the most popular boys. So then they ran into us on the beach and they were like, what are you guys doing tonight? So we got the most popular boys because I had tricked the system. Yeah, and
no,
I got to make out with the hottest guy in school by default because their girls weren't there.
And he went
back to high school, and like no one would acknowledge that they hung out with us, even though they totally did and had the best time of their lives. And that was that.
Can I just tell you, I want you to know this. So I was telling my friend, my best friend, Chris, sorry, Benjamin, Mike, who about Alex. And I'm like, he is this Russian accountant who is literally so they came to see us perform at Goddamn Comedy Jam, and Guy Branum.
Oh my God, that was so nice.
None of the rest of them came, and it was like there was like 4 people there. I was like, I'm sorry guys, usually it's more credit. And he's like, I like it like this. This is perfect. If it was more crowded, I'm an expert at accents.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, this is exactly the kind of show. And he wasn't even lying. So I was like, I don't even know who the fuck this guy is. So I told my friend about it. She looked him up on Instagram. So he brought his best friend. Ah, timer, Valentino. So then she goes, she looked him up on Instagram. Here's who he follows. Amy Schumer, Keegan-Michael Key, Coldplay, Nikki Glaser, Arda Marine, Aaron Foley, It's like the, but it's Robert Downey Jr., Mark Wahlberg. He follows us, Robert Downey Jr.,
I fucking love this
Mark
guy.
Wahlberg,
he was my favorite.
And Coldplay.
And they really did, they were so happy to be at that show where we performed comedy and then like a song.
Yeah.
And we were kind of dreading it because it was the end of the week.
We wanted to hang out.
Yeah, I don't mean to skip ahead, but they just their sincerity about how excited they were to be there to support us felt like, like your parents coming or something. They like really loved, it was so sweet. So sweet.
They were. I did a stage dive at the end of that.
Oh my god, Arden!
Oh my god, I forgot about
that. Was
the
one of the most
dive.
Amazing
that was
moments.
Amazing. That
I did
amazing.
A stage dive, and there was only like 10 people in the room, so they couldn't like pass
and
me.
Guess
so
who
they
made
ran,
sure she landed safely on the ground. You know what? I was so worried about her because I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna stay with her until she's definitely." And then I saw Alex come in.
Oh my god!
And just lift her, and I was like,
dirty
"I'm
dancing.
She's good.
Dirty
she's
dancing.
Good to go."
Patrick
he
Swayze,
came in
exactly.
and gently lowered her to the ground with her tiny little.
I almost started crying. I almost started crying.
And the whole crowd, because there was not enough people there. There were not enough people in the passerby room.
Cool.
They ran the length of the room with me because there was only like 10 people there.
Yeah,
I was
so
nervous
rather than
about
pass
your
me,
back.
They just took me up and ran the room so I could get places without. They just moved.
It was so cool.
I was like, I'm back. I am. I thought it was going to be Kenny carrying me, and I knew that if I care, I was like chasing Dean like of Mice and Men, but I didn't know
Alex.
It was going to be crowd surfing and landing on and an accountant in Aztec. Types that was gonna be.
Alex was hands down my favorite.
He is amazing.
If I could clone myself and like just live an alternate life, I would move to Detroit and just like marry Alex and eat meat out of an outdoor pot and wear. Like this is my husband, and he wears ladies' pants in a giant size. In a giant size, like how does he find those fucking pants? He's the largest person.
Aaron
in the world.
Said, "Will you marry Alex so he can move to LA and I can just be friends with him?"
I literally. Do you want to know how creepy I am?
And so, I mean it.
So he wants to come to our podcast, and I'm so creepy. My friend was like, I'll house him. She has like an Airbnb. So I was like, my friend, you can live with you and Valentino.
Yes, Valentino.
Valentino is the best.
Oh my God.
Let's talk for 1 second about Valentino.
Yes.
Their male friendship, he's got this best friend, and they just love each other. They were staying in the room across from me. They just shared a bed, but these like two hot as fuck straight guys that were like they just like so they walked me I saw their room and they walked in and they were like I was like, oh my god, is this happening?
I didn't know they were sharing a bed.
I was like, is this how threesome starts? Like it was the most amazing
thing
they
ever. Were okay they were they're good
is there
friends.
Anything else we need to say about the weekend? Anna, what did you think? What was your over?
Just so amazing. Alex was amazing. Dean was this kind of sweetest guy ever. I wanted to like take
I loved
care of him.
That's why every woman. Yeah.
I wanted to mouth kiss him.
I don't
on
know
stage.
What it's like.
And I was not. I didn't know who Ben Z was. Well, I couldn't remember him really from Caitlin season. But I'm on the Ben train.
Here's
my Ben was so
odd.
Cool.
Even watching him on Bachelor in Paradise, I was just like, nope, doesn't capture it. Like last
no, it
night,
doesn't.
I was just like,
doesn't.
He is so
he's
fine.
So, that's the thing. I think our photos.
Yikes.
I think if you look at our Instagram, I think our Instagram photos capture it more than he.
I agree.
They are Benzy in person. You are like, holy fuck. Like,
he's so much hotter in person than
so
on television.
And he was nice.
Fucking
and nice.
He's such a gentleman.
Why
and
is he
voice.
Not inside me right now?
You know what?
Like, I know him and.
I really wanted you to date him.
I also was
maybe,
scream at you.
Maybe he's with Raven. Maybe he's with Raven.
Dude.
Maybe he's with Raven.
Oh, I can't wait to talk
okay,
about
here we
Raven.
Go. Let's just get going. Oh, yeah. We don't have any time. We talked.
Is I there... did get hammered on Saturday and was screaming that you need to make out with Ben at one point.
Yeah,
I know
you
I
definitely.
Did
who is saying
you were walking up to us just going, this is happening between us.
To his face, what did he say?
Yeah, sorry like, about that.
No, you were amazing. You were amazing. Listen, that's how things happen.
Yeah.
Or don't, because it didn't happen, but
oh my god,
it couldn't have hurt. It hurt.
I was really pleased with that coupling. Very
oh my god.
Pleased.
I was like, I walked in, I was like, Nikki, where the fuck is Nikki Glaser? He's so fucking hot. And then someone's like, Nikki's outside. And I literally went, I grabbed you. I pulled you so rudely from whoever you were talking to. I was like, you did
it was for
this
the best.
Is Ben. Like,
and I feel like,
fuck him now.
We're going to be friends for life. I loved him
oh
last night with digging on Robbie's teeth. Like I loved his confidence last night. Anyway, go on. Or 2 nights ago.
All right, here we go. All right, we have like 35 minutes. Here we go. Bachelor in Paradise. It's starting out with a stupid newsroom. So they have to deal with the... what did you think of, like, Bachelor in Paradise? Kit? Like, the audio of the news reporters with the empty set... How did you feel about
the good thing is I know we only have 35 minutes, but we really only have one night to cover because last night was the most useless program in programming history.
I disagree. Last night was some of the most profound racial commentary about what it's like for racism in America from Raven. And Diggy and Jasmine. Okay. I was like, you aren't hearing this anywhere about how white woman dating a black guy, and that's why that was such a huge controversy. The fact that they went there and kind of called it out, I thought I was watching like,
I love Raven.
Yes!
Then, I love Raven.
Here we go.
Okay. So, okay, here's my favorite part. It started off with a bang. I'm Jack Stone, and people may think I'm a serial killer, but I'm not. I'm an attorney. I want to go on record and say I'm not a serial killer. I'm a lawyer. Best line ever. I'm not a serial killer. I'm a lawyer. Yeah. If you have to clarify that, you are a serial killer.
You can be both. Those don't like negate each other.
Yeah.
I felt like all the social media was like serial killer. Like you had to address it just based on
our podcast.
So
Alexa shows up with her greatest accent ever her shark thing and goes, "I was hot as balls in there." And I was like, I love you.
I want her own show.
She's so herself. And that's what I like about her.
I love her.
And
so
then
much.
Jack Stone, who I believe
Paget
said that serial killers make puns, said, "Alexa seems like a really great girl, but ultimately you've got to ask yourself, what's her purpose for being here?" And I thought, oh, you are a killer.
Then he didn't like laugh or go, "Oh, that was a pun. That was silly." He just stared into the camera like, "I killed a porpoise this morning and ate it."
Okay, you know what? I'm going to just, because we have too much, so I'm just going to sort of paraphrase. So basically, Raven and Dean are the first ones to show up. Who thought it was going to be Raven? I thought maybe Raven and Dean were going to be the ones.
Yeah.
That surprised me. I mean, I guess she feels like somebody that might need more of a man.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of rooting for that combo.
But wasn't she with Nick in the, she doesn't need a man. We've seen that.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, you're right.
But I know what you mean. I thought her and Ben ended up being a good pairing.
Oh my God, it's the best. So then DeMario shows up. She says, "We are not attracted to douchebags." And so he was like, "Raven's the leader of the group. I just need to get her on my side to like me." And he kept talking about himself in the third person, and he had his whistle.
I didn't like how she immediately kind of attacked him. She won me over eventually, but I was just like, who here hasn't cheated on someone?
Yeah.
And that... that was a little extreme for me.
Yeah, and who here has, I'm sure other guys had girls they were like humping at home that just didn't show up.
They all had that girl.
Yeah, of course
they
did.
Them.
So then.
It's just that I am just so not a fan of his.
Apart
from the whole Corinne situation, which obviously was inappropriate in some way. He's just the speaking the third person.
No,
I gotta get Raven. Like it was just so
the
like
whistling. I don't know what the whistle is.
The whistle.
The whole thing about him, just like he's just kind of a super dude.
Yeah, Alexis is dope. Jasmine is dope. Christina is dope. There's a lot of dope people here. I'm here for DeMario trying to find his next Mrs. Jackson.
I was like, was there a first Mrs. Jackson?
Yeah.
Did anybody? I was like, wait, was he already married? The next?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's just...
Yeah, he's got a lot of secrets.
I have to say, obviously, the whole Corinne DeMario, like, horrible. I didn't want anything to happen. Like, I just, you know, I don't know exactly what happened, but quite refreshing that they're both not on the show.
Yeah. Oh,
for
my God.
Because
I thought they were going to come back.
We don't know if they... But you're right. Then we get a breather for a little bit.
You just at least get a breather because
I
find them to be like, oh, it's so over it.
When she shows up, she's got her champagne flutes and she says to Making Paradise a Corinne. It's just like a Corinne. It's all about Corinne. I'm not ready to settle down. I'm not going to jump on the first guy. And then he says, "Do you have a boyfriend?" "I don't." "So you're single?" "I'm single." Well, we know that's a fucking lie.
Yeah. Wait, Corinne wasn't single?
No, she had a boyfriend. That was like her...
I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh my God,
I'm
sorry.
Part of the theory was that she freaked out because it was all this footage of her whatever doing explicit stuff with DeMario and
but
the
wasn't it the
was
producers that were the ones that stopped everything? I mean, like, she seemed kind of like, what's going on when she got pulled away?
Well, I think the producer stopped thing... I think some of the rumors I heard, not from Bachelor people, I actually heard this from outside people. Yeah. And I don't know if this is accurate or not. But I heard that, so they showed, somebody, like one of the producers felt uncomfortable. They showed her footage and it was like, we need you to comment on this. And she's like, well, and I guess she's a real lightweight. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but it was like, and then she was like, I don't know if she remembered that she hooked up with, and she said, well, I have a boyfriend. I'm not going to talk. You can't air that. And then.
Got it.
And then they're like, why are you here with a boyfriend? Like, we're going to air it because you, I don't know if that's true or not, but, and then I think she got upset because she didn't want them to air it because she had a boyfriend and she said she wasn't going to hook up with anybody. I don't know if that's true.
There's so many theater theories, but with Corinne, she's such a wild card. You have like no idea. She probably had like five boyfriends.
I learned how to say nap, siesta. I learned how to say cheese pasta, pasta con queso. I learned how to say champagne, champagne.
That made me laugh.
I'm going to have a siesta fiesta every day. That's how I feel. I want a siesta fiesta.
Yeah. Also, who has cheese pasta? Like, who says pasta con queso? I laughed out loud on that one.
She was kind of cute.
She has those moments where you're like,
yeah, I know.
I know. And she was wearing a gold necklace that said corn on it.
I will never like get over the fact that when she on her that season she was on got a rose on the date night and just sat there and was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And the girls were sitting next to her just like empty handed. And yeah. She just kept going, oh, this is so unexpected. It's so great. I was just like, you're a bad person. That's
she's
what I knew.
Terrible.
Yeah.
She's terrible slash totally
entertaining. But then she says hilarious things.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I think for the most fun way for us to break this down, I say we go through, let's just do a couple by couples. Who was so stunned by Jasmine and the penguin? And I love that it said Matt and that his profession was penguin.
Penguin. That was awesome.
Okay, so Jasmine was a hot commodity. Santa showed up and Santa was like...
Anyone in costume loved Jasmine.
They loved Jasmine. He got threatened. Penguin got threatened by Santa. Like, that's not a full fucking costume.
Oh, he was serious about that. That was insane.
Serious. I was like, is this a fluffy convention? Yeah. What the fuck is happening? This is the most ridiculous moment I've ever seen.
At first, I thought he was joking. He was like, if you're going to wear the costume, you got to wear the whole... And then he, like, by the end of it, he was angry.
He was angry.
And where are our gifts, motherfucker?
Yeah, it was like, a beard isn't a full... He was angry.
Yeah.
I
was like, you're in a penguin costume and you're ripping Santa.
I don't understand why the penguin. Does he look like a penguin? He does look like an animal of some sort.
He wore the penguin suit the first day he arrived when he met.
But like, why?
Why?
I think he just is a dud.
He's like, a dud.
And so they're like, Alexis is fun. Like, why a shark? I mean, they said like a porpoise enthusiast or aspiring dolphin trainer.
I mean, the fact that she thought that was a dolphin costume
is the best.
Is like one of the most egregious.
I love her so much.
We just have to be friends
stupidity.
I've texted her before.
What?
This year, we could probably text her right now. The sheer
text
fact,
her dolphin emojis.
The sheer fact, we'll do it later. We don't have time today. We'll do it later. We'll get her later. The sheer fact that she uses the phrase, and the girls start using it, he made my vagina dance, was like, wow, I knew what she was like. That's a good way to phrase it. That's a well phrased thing.
It's if I couldn't love her more.
I loved it.
It is a really good one. Instead of being like, I got wet.
Yeah, you're like,
which is so bummer.
Ew.
It's like, you should go shower.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm going to cream my jeans.
But then if you're made my vagina dance.
Yeah.
Like, we all know that feeling of like being on a roller coaster type thing where you're just like, whoa.
Oh, this is all right.
Ben.
Aztec pants.
Como se dice, you made my vagina dance.
Como se dice, you're a my CPA. So there was like a battle over, Jasmine, which I loved. Do you think they were like, I want to be choked? Like those two guys came, she was very open about her lacking and load. Like they came, aside from Amanda and that girl that was like Samantha, I've never seen somebody more aggressively pursued right out of the gate. They came hunting her down.
They did come hunting.
Which one is Samantha? Sorry.
Samantha was like the one that had sex with Joe in the hot tub two seasons ago. She was the one that everybody hated.
Oh, yeah.
She was beautiful. Dark hair, green eyes.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think Jasmine's going to turn into her usual crying hot mess.
I love it. I love her.
Matt's like, I'm over it.
I know.
And then I was, but
the drag show, the drag.
Oh my God! I thought he was great. At the
I
drag
loved
show.
Him.
It was so wildly inappropriate.
But
he went with it.
For those of you who didn't watch the episode and only listened to the
podcast, I didn't watch from then on. I'm sorry, you guys.
You
I
didn't
woke
see,
up this morning. To
you
do
didn't
it and
see.
I didn't,
yeah. You didn't see. I think she gave him a handy in the hot tub.
Oh,
she clearly gave him a handy
she
in the
felt,
hot tub.
It felt like there was something. I think he was like pursuing her. And then all of a sudden, it's that thing where it's like there was no hard to get. There was no
yeah.
chase.
Yeah, you needed a
she
little
just,
chase.
He was like, I like you. And she's like, I'm sorry. You know
and
what I mean?
Like, and you're getting like, my rose. I better get your rose next week.
Yeah. It was,
we're together.
Yeah. Then he was just like, you can see the moment he was totally turned off.
Yeah.
By...
Who was Santa again? What's his name?
Nick.
So Nick, I loved, just much like I loved seeing Dean cry in the last season.
Yeah.
It's like it made men realize it's okay to be emotional.
Yeah.
And then I loved seeing him get too drunk.
He was great.
Nick, because that shows guys like you will fail at the end of the night if
yeah.
you get so drunk. That
yeah.
Just, yeah. Like he was in and
he was
lost
in.
It.
And he lost it.
He got yeah. one beer too many.
He yeah. showed up a little. He looked a little lit from the get go.
Yeah, I feel like that guy is just always lit.
Yeah, because he's
yeah.
a cute guy. Like,
he's
it's not
cute.
Like the blondes are not usually my type, but like he's a cute guy, but he was clearly.
Yeah,
he also seems
early.
Like real kind of dumb as rocks.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so then how do we feel about Wells as the bartender?
Love it.
He looks so cute.
He's so
cute.
Cute.
He's so
in that outfit.
And then
so
our
cute.
Girl, who's the,
yes.
the nurse from
they're
Nashville.
They're friends.
Well, Danielle.
How are they friends?
Because they all live in
Nashville.
Got it.
But
she's
Danielle
so,
almost
she's been
had a moment where she's like, maybe I should go
I
for
felt
Wells.
Like, I felt like... When we were in Nashville, there was a moment watching them. I was like, why don't they? Like,
why aren't they?
Maybe just friend zone. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? Maybe they will.
Yeah.
I
love Wells as the bartender. I just love Wells.
I love Wells.
Wait, where did Jorge go? Did he go to get like his
and
degree
did he go
and something? Like,
did he go willing?
I don't think so. It was really bizarre.
And he was crying too hard to be opening up Jorge's Torres.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it was?
Oh,
yeah, but
yeah,
I don't even
yeah,
know
yeah.
what that meant. I was like, what
tours,
is that? Mean?
I don't know. I know
is
he
it
didn't.
A tours?
It didn't seem. I felt
no.
sad for him.
Yeah.
Me too.
But
he's like, I'm chasing my dream.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then just start crying,
yeah.
like, but not in a dream way.
No. Okay, let's.
Like, and I just got fired.
So
they're making me chase my dream. I didn't even have a dream.
So, Danielle, God bless Danielle. And she did. Here's the thing about Danielle that's so amazing. So if you guys have been listening to our podcast from the beginning, Theo Von and Steve Heitner did one of my favorite episodes ever. And they coined the term about Robbie, the Falcon. They started calling him the Falcon.
Right.
So our podcast now has always called all the guys the Falcon. And Danielle knows that. And she knows we call him the Falcon. And she texted me that, yes, indeed, Danielle did on purpose give a shout out to our podcast.
Oh, my God.
By calling him the fucking Falcon. And later at the end, we're having a very special all Falcon tweet of the week. We got... all these Falcon tweets from you precious angels out there.
Oh, my God.
Because you, all the fans
knew.
They knew.
They That's
knew.
So cool.
And they knew that we love her. And that and she texted me that, yes, it was a shout out. And then she texted me a gif of herself doing the Falcon. Let's
Shut
talk
up.
Fucking Robbie's hair. Can we talk about Robbie's hair? Here's Danielle.
I love how it's all backfiring on him.
Yeah.
Like, all of the
she
work.
She texted me that last night. It's her doing the Falcon.
Oh my God.
That's
amazing.
Awesome.
That was a really good little segment of them just like focusing on. She looks amazing.
She looks hot on Paradise.
She is
so awesome.
Gorgeous.
And she's well outfitted. She's like classy. And she's like, she's like beach chic.
And her hair, like, is just like a beach blonde.
Yeah,
like
Debbie Harry.
And kind of messy. Yes.
She's got.
I mean, that is not okay.
Dude, okay, let's talk
that
about
looks
that.
Like Kate. John and Kate
Gosselin,
plus eight.
Gosselin. Kate Gosselin.
Yes.
Let's talk about the fucking. So Robbie shows
also, he looks
up.
Looks like he has eye makeup on.
Robbie,
yes.
Do you not have eye makeup? Robbie shows up. He does look like he has eye makeup
right?
on. I can't hear myself. Here we go. Robbie shows up. He does look like he has eye makeup on. He. I'm sorry.
It's the same. Someone put those two together.
I can't even. Somebody tweeted us a photo of Kate Gosselin.
Okay.
With
yeah.
that photo. I mean.
That's amazing, Anna.
He is so gay. I mean, his phrase, he was like, I gotta admit. Wait, I gotta find it.
Wheelhouse.
Wait a minute. It was basically, wait, where was it? It was him basically saying, it was hard for me not to pack all my bow ties, my pocket squares. I packed a bathing suit for every day, including a denim Speedo. What? What?
No.
I turned to my sister on Monday night. I said, didn't Robbie, if I can remember right, he kind of like came out of nowhere. He was like the dark horse.
Yeah.
Then I remember really liking him.
Well, I have to say,
and now it's all gone.
Well, yeah, I want to say I did text jokes about Robbie, both to Dean and Wells and the hair. I texted them jokes Monday night. They both loved it, but they both said he's actually a really nice guy.
Because that's the thing. None of these guys want to talk shit. And
no.
That's all I wanted to do all weekend, they're all very diplomatic.
That's the thing is, like, guys are nice to each other. Guys
they
aren't trash talkers. It didn't feel like they loved Cheeks.
Oh,
they
yeah.
didn't hate Cheeks. They didn't
they
just
didn't
like
hate
him.
Cheeks.
But he wasn't there to make friends.
Yes. And yeah. guess what? He did the right thing. He won.
Yeah, he did one.
I think they're going to be happy.
Here's a side note.
I actually think they're going to be happy.
I did too.
Barf. But overall, yeah. I was really disappointed in Robbie because he came off like just a super douche, egomaniac. Like, I
social
couldn't be hotter.
Influencer.
Social media influencer.
A complete narcissist.
Throw up. I was like, are you,
him
did you just
saying
say that?
That wave running is in his wheelhouse, like,
oh my God.
Three times.
here's the full.
It's so, like, just learning that phrase and being like, that's going to be my thing.
Wave
it's like the most
running,
annoying.
Wave running is, here's the full quote. It was hard for me not packing my bow ties, my pocket squares, and my lapel pins, but I bought a bathing suit for every day. I don't ever want to. Like,
Raven said it well. Like, I don't want a guy who works. It's like, stop working out. I get suspicious. Like, go do something with your time.
Raven,
like, all you do.
Killed it.
She killed
both episodes.
Before we get to Raven, here was a side note of Alexis that I love.
Oh my God,
Amanda is so pretty. She deserves like love and like happiness, whereas I don't.
Oh my God,
I loved her.
She just is. I can't get enough.
I loved her,
of Alexis.
Okay.
I can't get enough.
Let's talk Raven. So Raven,
ugh, the best.
You know what? She has a really strong moral fiber.
Yeah,
like she really.
Yes.
She's upfront. She's beautiful. She's ladylike, mm-hmm. but she's tough. Like, and
she's so honest. It's amazing.
Yeah, I love her.
Her honesty is so refreshing.
Her accent.
And her accent. And when she was like, I basically had a, while the program stopped, I basically had a two-on-one every single day.
Oh, my
that
God.
That was so
amazing.
Funny.
Was
she
amazing.
Was like, she ghosted both the dudes when they were on break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is such baller shit to just be like, no, thanks.
No.
I would be like, Ben, what's that? Let's talk about this controversy. Yeah.
I love that they've edited Ben. Because Ben in real life, he's not, he's sweet and he's interesting and he's funny. Like,
he's not a dud.
He's
like
not
that.
A dud.
No,
like,
he's not a dud. But they, the dog
he
comment,
got nervous.
Like,
he got nervous about the dog. He knew
what was going to happen.
But I did text him yesterday and said, can we call you and ask you for 5 minutes about what the heck is up with you and your dog? And he ghosted me. So there you go. Maybe he was embarrassed.
He really, like, I talked to him on the Friday night and he was like, they're just going to make me look like I'm obsessed with my dog. And I'm like, did they tell you that? Or did you just sense that you were talking about it too much? Like, because maybe he is.
I think he is.
I think he is like, obsessed with his dog.
Like, who says I need to get back to my dog? Like,
I do.
I don't think I've heard Amanda mention her children once. No. You know, but we've heard about Ben's dog.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
He
Robbie
just got nervous and he misses his dog, and he just
there's nothing but niceness in that guy's heart.
Robbie is gonna miss his bow ties more than Amanda misses her.
Oh my God, you're so right.
The whole thing. I don't know if I'm doing this because of my kids. All of a sudden, she's on every program away from her kids.
What's
up with her face, by the way? Her face.
It looks like lips, too much contouring.
But her eyes
became
like.
Yeah, her eyes are a little bit more set in because there's eye stuff going on.
Robbie has eye stuff going on too. And that girl, the poor girl whose grandpa passed away, came back. I felt bad for her, like, because she had too much makeup on and too much contouring in that she was
contoured. It's just not great lighting for that. That it's so bright
that
it all comes out.
Fun sponge.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Every time she started talking, I literally was like,
who would you rather hang out with, she or fucking emotional intelligence?
I literally thought you were talking about, like, a makeup sponge that she needs to buy.
Oh, my God.
No,
like,
she
fun
sucks.
Sponge. Get it. It blends perfectly.
Can we talk for
She sucked the air. Every
every single time. She's like, I've been in a terrible relationship. That one was terrible. That guy I didn't like. That guy would just braid my hair
she's
too tight. And you're like, oh my God, shut the fuck up.
I love that when, okay, her grandma dies and she leaves and they're like, her grandma died. And they're like, oh no, there's not going to be any more. That's one less Rose. And I'm like, was her grandma's name Rose? Or are you actually talking about Rose?
Iggy said this quote.
Oh, that was so shitty.
He said, her grandpa just died, and that's possibly the worst thing that can happen to a person, and I don't know who I'm going to get a rose from. That was literally one sentence, and there was no editing, but they didn't cut it together. It was like, what? There was no edits. It was one shot.
Yeah. I literally was like,
He doesn't like girls. I'm
sorry.
He does
not like girls.
His reaction to seeing Dean on the beach when he arrived.
Oh, my God. But we said this during last season.
That when he kissed her. Oh. I'm going to kiss you right now. That's not what a guy says.
No, I'm going to play. I'm going to squeeze your human lady boobies.
It would be so much better if you had a dick.
Oh, my God.
I could grab it.
That.
I could grab it and, like, put the balls around my face. I mean, just saying if you had a dick, it would be so much better.
All the guys see. The girls are all, like, the guys are all having a bromance. And the girls are like, the guys are all about each other.
Wait, Aaron, I just love that. That's what you think we all do with stuff down there.
I have no idea what happens.
Wait, what did
I would worry about my contact.
She said, I would love to have your dick and your balls around my face.
Oh, my God.
Draped around like a
neck warmer.
Yeah, like an airport neck pillow.
I don't know what happens that area. I gave it up in 95.
If you're flying and you've got a neck crick, you just have... Well, that's where...
Picture a lot of stuff around here, and then I throw up and I have to have some soup.
Okay, Derek and Taylor, Day of the Dead date. I'm sort of like, here's the thing. I feel like they got the one-on-one card because they'd come back from, so production got cut by 2 weeks. So I think they didn't extend the time. It was a shorter thing. And I think they thought Derek and Taylor were going to be their best bet of maybe getting a Carly and Evan.
I like them together.
Yeah. I do too. I'm happy
for them together. I'm happy.
I mean, I don't want to hang out with her, but I'm happy
I don't
want to
hang out either.
He's cute. I think he's cute.
Yeah. You know, I think it's great. It's like, khaki pants meets khaki pants.
And I appreciated that she said, I didn't feel like I was ever desired. And now I feel like I felt like that girl many times in my life. And it's like when somebody, and that's why this weekend when they wanted to hang out with us, it's like, we're never the ones that those fucking guys pick.
I felt beautiful and like appreciated in a way that like.
I felt like people hired hookers to make us feel good.
That is seriously, we had escorts.
It was like shampoo.
We had male
escorts. It was like shampoo. It was like Warren Beatty.
Yes.
You know, we're like, oh, like, I know you're being paid to be here, but thank you for at least making me make us believe.
And they were right, because we're interesting and funny.
I don't think they
know. And they don't have that except in Raven.
I don't think they know. And she's not funny. She's interesting.
Yeah, I guess she isn't that funny.
She's.
I just
Alexis. She's funny.
Here's what I want to say about Raven is that when Nick picked like Vanessa at the end between the two, I was like, he is in for, if I ended up with a guy whose second choice was Raven, I would just be like, oh, you still miss Hoxie? Do you miss her? And I was just like,
yeah,
you
should. Her That's
voice
the way to
is
do
insane.
It.
And them rolling around in the mud, like, do you want to go around in my ATV? I'd be like, I would torture you.
Yeah.
He should have picked Hoxie just for the fact.
Oh my God.
On that note, can I tell you the best thing that was said to me all weekend? Afterwards, Dean looked me in the eyes and goes, God, you're so pretty on the phone. Your voice is so annoying. And I was like, that is the best thing anybody has ever said.
Because you know it's honest because it was rude.
So much. Yeah. He said it to me. And I was like, oh my God, you think I'm pretty?
No, I know. It's listen.
You think I don't care? You're right. I do have an annoying voice. But wait, so you think I'm pretty?
I can't hear. I can't understand what he says half the time. He talks a lot like that.
Yeah.
Like
oh my God, you're so pretty on the phone. Your voice is so annoying. I mean,
I love that you guys had a totally different experience with the men than I did.
I know.
I was like, oh, these are like my bros. And you guys are like, I've never felt prettier. I've never felt more like a woman.
Here's another good
thing. I was like, I enjoyed talking to Kenny about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You try. Let me tell you what. You try.
But if it was women, I know exactly what you
You try wrangling these kittens. So I've been pursuing. If I actually had as much focus in my life as I had about this fucking podcast, I would own a home and not be in a rental still. I would be actually be able to like make real money.
You did such a good job,
Arden. But you try getting these boys to get you a W-9 before the show. So oh they only God. Want, like, you try being like, no, you need to send the W-9. You have to, it's just for a travel stipend. You know, it's like,
yeah.
you need, in order to pay, get your money for your air, like, you need to. So the final one that didn't send the W-9, of course, was Dean. And apparently he said to the sweet producer who booked, like, helped run the whole festival, she's like, Dean, come here. I just need your signature. And he looked at her and goes, what even is a signature?
Fucking Dean, man.
Oh, my.
Like, and that's why God. You're the best ever. That's oh why you're God. Dean.
He was hammer time.
Oh, my God. Hammer time. I loved it. What even is a signature?
I don't even. It's like the guy who was trying to get into the festival, and he goes, "Do you know who I am?"
Oh, you were. That was. You have to tell that story.
And I was like, "Oh God, this is the worst." Like, we left LA. I hear this too many times, and then the guy goes, "He goes, I am the truth. I am your ancestor."
I was like, "Let him in. Let him in."
That
was
so amazing. And then a person asked for money, like a panhandler, and the reply was,
"We're in a cashless society, bro."
I was like, that is insane.
That's
you're
so
a terrible human. I was like, I hate this
Are
city.
Are we in tech?
Well, I love the city, but I hate this city.
When I was trying to get in, I watched a homeless man very confidently walk into the festival, and it took security 5 minutes to be like, wait. And then they all charged after him. But he walked in so confidently.
That's all you need. That's all
I
you
was need. So impressed. Like, oh, my God.
That's how
yeah.
you do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I couldn't get in at all, and I yeah. had a pass.
I know. I was like, is I could, this I could, okay?
I'm pointing to my wristband.
I could barely get in. Okay, here are two of my favorite quotes of the night. So Amanda got chased by Alex, and she said this. I already have two kids. I don't want another little person following me around.
I mean, hilarious. Whoa, like, he must be
those
real
are your
tiny.
Children.
We met him. We met him. Were you here?
Did we?
He came here. He's
he
really,
did?
Yeah, oh, no, he's really fucking handsome in person. Like, he's like, it's not my type.
He looks like my boyfriend exactly. And my boyfriend's
his,
short, too.
His face
I think he's
is,
handsome as
he's
hell.
Real, his
he
face is
cute.
He's in person, again, as they all are. Like, he came with Christian, and they were both so handsome. Would you agree with that? I mean, I'm not my type, but.
How short is he, though? What are we talking
Why
about?
I mean, Christian. Do
he's
Christian
taller than
twice?
Me. He's taller
okay.
than me.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like obscenely short. And guess what?
I mean,
Amanda's
I'm
super
very,
tiny.
I'm very short, though.
That's true. Okay.
Alex, there's something about Alex that he comes across as aggressive and not likable.
I agree.
Because I think he's really cute. And obviously he's got some good qualities, but like he just comes across so unbelievably unlikable.
He wasn't good on his season
no,
on
yeah,
that
I agree with you.
2-on-1.
No, he's
yeah.
good.
Got really mean.
Oh my God, I loved when Wells set up Dolphin and Santa to do the impression of Alexis and the mom, and he goes, she goes, are my children taller than you?
Oh my God.
And his reply is, the good thing is we could share the same pants.
That was Vinny.
That was Vinny.
That
was a great line. That was
love
I love Vinny.
Apparently, Lori, who goes Lori goes in deep on all the Bachelor stuff. Apparently, Olivia has a podcast. Apparently, the rumor is Vinny has a huge hog. He's got a massive Aztec CPA tight pants.
Wow.
Like eggplant in his pants.
Wow.
Okay.
Vinny's got the best
doesn't
personality.
Surprise me about Vinny.
It would be
yeah.
great if Vinny
and it's because
Alexis
he's got that huge hog. He doesn't, like, he's
huge.
Alexis, are you, Aristotle, how do you feel about, what are you
huge
hearing?
Hogs.
How do you feel about what you're hearing on this podcast? Thumbs up. Okay. So he's pursuing. Okay, so let's just take a break. So then, like, the fucking. So we watched Mario and Corinne. Didn't seem like anything. We watched it behind Alex. Who knows? I don't know what happened. But then, like, so then we come back. It cuts production and we see the wedding. I gotta say, I cried. Did you guys cry?
I zipped through it because I've been through too many weddings this summer,
it.
And I'm like, I can't do another
Anna,
one.
Anna, right she is so I cute. I find her to Carly.
I loved their montage of how they met and the like yeah. whole thing, and then watching all the other weddings.
Yeah.
The first wedding on the
oh
Bachelor
my God,
history.
The bangs.
80s was that?
So 80s.
And she was like, crazy. It looked like a different fucking era.
I know, it
show.
Did.
Even the pastor had like a huge fat black tie.
It's
like
crazy.
I loved her weird mall bang. But
yeah.
Carly, when I was looking, she was so lovable. And you look at
they love each other.
Her fashion in Paradise, like her braids and her, like, she just got the lash extensions. She was so cute and natural and on point.
I love Carly. And she's, we met her and she so was cute.
She's so nice. And so was Evan is so nice too. Whatever Wells was saying about Evan, I agree. You're not.
No, we love Evan. I think Evan, we didn't realize. We asked Evan to do our live podcast. And then to be fair to Evan, and I don't blame him, I think he probably agreed. He listened to some of our back podcasts. And before we'd, you know, so we've talked, we don't know how the story ends. So we probably made fun of him along the way.
We called him gay a few times.
Yeah. Listen, Carly called him gay a few times.
I know.
And he married her.
Yeah,
forgive us, Evan.
Yeah. I think, exactly.
You didn't come off well.
I know. I think his.
You were annoying
at first.
And
then we were so happy. We are so happy
I'm
for
totally
you.
Happy for that.
I know. So I think his defenses were a little up with.
Totally. I get that.
He did show up and he was gracious. But like, I felt bad that his feelings were hurt because we literally, he was so sweet. He saw her and burst into tears last night. Like, they seem like such a great couple.
I wish them all the best. I was happy for them. I just said this again, nothing wrong with any of it. I just wanted to know, like, I feel like we got hijacked on the last one. All of a sudden, it's like after the rose gets weaved in.
Yeah.
You put it on. Just say that Carly and Evan are going to get married and all that stuff because I wouldn't have.
I think honestly.
The hijacking of programming sometimes. Yes.
I think it was them going, don't pay attention. Don't pay attention to what happened. I think it was more good news. See, it's not all rape allegations.
But then they
you
went straight to Chris Harrison talking to the kids about what mommy and daddy fought about last night.
And what is consent?
What is consent?
That
was
like, is this a college dorm room? It felt like the first day.
But I will say that I love when he goes, did this have something to do with race? And they all, no one wanted to say anything. They all looked at the black people and were kind of like, are you going to speak? And then Raven's just like, you know what? I think it's it.
I love it.
Like, she was the one to just get in there and she nailed it too.
She was so great.
As a woman in the South dating a black guy,
she was so great.
I loved her comments.
Okay, how hot is Iggy and why is no one going for him? Why doesn't anybody go for Iggy? What's wrong with Iggy? I think Iggy's adorable.
What's Iggy? Diggy.
Iggy is so hot. Diggy is so hot. What's wrong with Diggy?
I don't know. I know nothing about him.
But don't you get a sense there's like no sexual energy?
No, he doesn't flirt
with
anyone.
I feel like he's shy.
Just like,
he seems professorial and kind
so
of like.
He's so cute. He's handsome as shit.
No, I like everything about him, but you don't
glasses.
Want to get a sense you want to bang.
So
yeah, that's the. You're there to bang.
I would want to bang Dean. In that group, I would be all. I would like push that.
Ben
Christine.
Z. I love how like he's just hanging back. I think
he's a man.
So cool.
He's an adult.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's the battle over Raven. So
that's what we're talking about in a Game of Thrones episode.
Yeah. Exactly.
The battle over Raven.
So we have
who will win the North Raven?
What did he say? Jet skis are in my wheelhouse. What did he say?
Yeah, he said that to a couple of people. He's like, it was jet ski date. I mean, it was right in my wheelhouse. And it was just
oh my God.
They all love him. They all love Robbie. But I don't want to make out his hair. How do you even, is it like an extension? Is it a weave?
He grew it out. And if that thing is not in place, that's got to be the ugliest thing I've ever, like, he must wake up in the middle of the night just like, in case there's a camera, just like,
or if you're hooking up with him and all of a sudden it just goes in the front, like a terrible shade. Terrible.
He is in control. He's a control freak. You can tell.
What does he do? Oh, he's a social media influencer.
He's an influencer.
Okay.
Yeah. And he used to be a swimmer, right?
That's right.
He's got a beautiful body, but Raven said it best. It's too much.
It's too much.
It was crazy.
It's too much.
That is true. When you see people that attractive, you go, I'm suspicious. You're not doing anything else except working out. That's all you do.
Well, I went on his Instagram, and every post is a sponsored post. Everything he's doing is like, and don't forget to have a Bud Light. It's like,
oh
so
my God.
Oh,
yeah. He's so influencing.
Yeah, he's very.
Who is he influencing?
People that enjoy Bud Light.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, let's wash that down with some regret. Yum, yum.
So then Ben Z is a real man, and he's just, God, he's hot. And he's just waiting.
How confident was he when he came up and was like, Robbie, I'll give you 5 minutes. Like, that was cool of him.
He's hot. Yeah.
To talk to, like, because when they just steal people, it's a little rude, even if it's like they've been with him a while.
Should we
but
try
he just
calling
goes, 5 minutes.
Him? Should we try calling
please,
him?
Please.
Where's the, I got to plug it in.
Just give me his number. I'll just do it because I know your phone's on the fritz.
No, I'm going to call him. He's not going to answer. He's not going to answer.
I'm kidding.
He's not going to answer. But we'll leave him a message. We'll just, you know what? We'll leave him a message. We won't ask him about his dog. We'll just say that we think he's hot as shit.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Okay, wait. Let me find his number. Oh my God, he's so fucking hot. Okay. Ben Batchelor. Wait a minute. Hold on. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah, I thought oh, and then we need to talk about Dean and Christina.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Here we go. We're calling Ben Z. He's not gonna answer.
Where does he live?
Hello?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Ben.
It's Arden and Aaron and Nikki. It's Arden
oh my
and
God,
Aaron.
It's Arden.
Oh my God. Okay. I just wanted to warn you. We're on the podcast, but we can cut it out. We just want to tell you, we think you're, first of all, such a gentleman. We all think you're hot as balls. Like the hot as shit. Hot as balls is a bad way to phrase it. Hot as shit. Such a sweet pea. And we are rooting for you and Raven so hard. You can't say anything. We love how you... We want to tell you...
I'm not really rooting for you guys that much.
Nikki, we just enjoyed you and your friends this weekend. We are just... I think we thought you had the confidence when you went and you when you were like, I'll give you 5 minutes, Robbie. Like, we just...
It was polite. It was confident. You were playing it so cool. You came off great. You commenting on Robbie's white teeth last night was like a sweet dig. Everything. You're doing everything right, man.
We are such fans of yours.
Appreciate that.
Did you have a good time this weekend?
I had so much fun this weekend.
I mean, have you ever hung out with such silly ladies?
Never, but now I feel like I want to more.
Oh my God!
Hey Ben, it's Aaron here. I just want to let you know that I raged and I pretty much killed it at breakfast this morning and been kind of raging for the last 48 hours.
I wouldn't expect any less.
Your buddy told Aaron to say what you do this weekend, and the answer has to be rage.
Oh yeah, we did it all week, all Sunday. It was amazing.
Oh my God!
We raged.
What was your highlight of the weekend, Ben?
It very well might be the karaoke room.
Oh, yes.
The karaoke was
You did
awesome.
It. You did Bye 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 with Nikki.
Yeah.
We you did. So,
when you first walked in, what did you think? We were like, where am I? I'm in a sauna in a basement in Japantown. What did you think of what you had stumbled in on?
That's pretty much exactly what I thought. I was in a sauna in with people I have never met in Japantown.
You were easy to talk to. You got along with everyone. You're so hot, and it's a little distracting for everyone who's around you.
Yeah, we don't know people
like
you.
You stand out as if you were just that guy in Japan. Like, yeah. That is how out of place you were, is that you were in, like...
Yeah, you're right.
And your height and your hotness don't usually have... They're not as nice. So, like, did this just happen to you? Did you just get tall and hot like yesterday? How do you have a personality?
Yeah, that's true. How do you have a personality? Were you a late bloomer?
Yeah, kind of.
Liar. I appreciate the pause, the kind pause.
He's like, yeah.
I've always been hot. Did you enjoy meeting Banya?
He was hilarious. I think his comedy for the crowd that
we edited it all out. We edited it all out to spare him because they hate, because he guessed so wrong. He guessed
I thought he was great. I thought he was hilarious, and he was one of the funniest people I've ever met. But I think for the crowd, I don't know if they thought it was
a bit of a swing and a miss.
It was a crowd of millennial women that he was a little too harsh for.
Exactly.
A little too much.
Okay, well, final question.
Do you have a sister who looks like you, and she's a single lesbian?
Yeah, we already talked about this. Dean.
I know, but I'm just going to keep asking.
It's Dean.
It's Dean. That's hilarious.
Had you met Kenny before, or did you meet him in the basement in Japan at Dimples?
No, Kenny and I had met that Saturday during the day. So,
oh my God,
before that we had never met before. So
now we want to ask you and your dog. Can I just say, did they? I feel like they took a soundbite and they just kept editing it in. Okay. I felt like they were editing.
Please defend yourself.
Talk to us.
Can I defend myself?
Please, yes.
So when you meet somebody for the first time,
oh my God,
and they randomly ask you about your life.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I have a dog at home. And they say, I have a dog at home too. How old is yours? And they say, oh, he's 6 months. And I say, mine's 6 months. And then I ask her what kind of dog it is. Then she asks me what kind of dog mine is. But then they edit out the other person. Everything.
That is so funny.
Of course I look fucking crazy.
Oh my God. You know what they did to you? Okay, so I'm going to be honest with you. I have friends that used to be producers on Newlyweds, that Jessica Simpson show.
Oh my God.
And they hated her dad. They hated Joe Simpson so much that they would, I guess when they would have things where she would be recording a song in like a sound booth and he'd be like jamming and dancing, but they would edit it in a different song so it looked like he was off beat.
Because
they hated it. Like, they wanted to get even. So you kind of got screwed in the edit. You got screwed in the edit.
Yes, I did not. Even like, I have people texting me like that were on the show with me, like Danielle. She's like, I do not remember you ever talking about your dog.
Oh my God, I
you
love
know,
Danielle.
It could be worse. You come off like you just like your dog. You know, like it could have been worse. But
yeah, they made that.
I heard they shut down production because of what of you talking about your dog. Was that why you all had to leave?
Here's the thing. We want you to know, and we keep stating for the record on our podcast, just so all of our listeners know how great and hilarious and charming and wonderful. Like, you have such fans from
huge
this
fans.
Group of gals. We are rooting for you, and you're so delightful and entertaining in person.
Sweet.
And we'll probably call and harass you again, but you just couldn't be more of a gentleman. Like you definitely... I mean, all of you were delightful. What did you think of Alex's pants?
I feel like I need to, I don't know if I need to get a pair of those.
You do.
Or
you
I
do.
Need to, like...
You do.
And then just call us and tell us, like, what it looks like on you.
Yeah, I guess it's just like
describe
a, do, like,
every
a
nook
small,
and cranny.
Small video and send it to Nikki. That would be really great.
If you are, I mean, we don't need to know, but if you are single at the end of this, and if some point in life Nikki is single, would you go on a date with Nikki?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the worst ever, Ben. Jesus.
As long as we go to a karaoke bar.
Okay.
There we go.
You guys can go to the Brass Monkey. Well, Benzie, thank you for answering, and we love you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Ben.
Bye.
You know what? That a yes is a yes. You got consent.
How dare you? We have to cut that. That was the
cut
most
it.
Lackluster.
Should we cut it?
No, yeah, I think
you. No, you have to actually. No, you have
totally
to leave it
would.
Because it was hilariously not like enthusiastic.
Maybe he actually is with Raven, and that's why he didn't know what to say.
No, that's not true.
Okay,
that
all
can't
right.
be true. But
maybe. I mean, I didn't see him
might
not. On
God,
anymore.
I got he shut didn't. Down by him twice this week.
Because he might actually be with Raven.
Yes, that's so true.
He
I honestly
actually...
didn't see him with anyone.
No, I know.
He didn't flirt with anyone, and all the guys, they were all flirting with people. So, like,
anyone who doesn't like me, I just go, they're with Raven.
He didn't. No.
That's so Raven. I just say that's so Raven. And then I leave and go talk to Nick.
He might be with Raven.
That might be.
I go back to my menstrual hut and cry.
Because there were, like, groupies there everywhere.
No, he wasn't flirting with anyone.
No one.
No.
He flirted with no one.
Yes. Oh, he could be.
He might be with... And I feel like he's enough of a solid gentleman that he...
He wouldn't, like, talk about it
and
like, ruin it.
And he wouldn't flirt. He wouldn't flirt. So then... Let's talk about, so Dean and Christina, I loved this combo. He picked, you know, so his mom passed away. He's got this tough dad. He loved that she had this hard childhood. So I love that the show shuts down and that they go to Kentucky. He goes to Kentucky and drive to Chicago together.
I loved it all. And then it went so sad.
I couldn't understand
what happened.
She's like, you're not cuddling enough. Accent, please.
Dean, I am alone on the bed. I'm next to you, but your arm, I don't see it. It's like my body's on top of yours, and I don't see your arm. Lipstick.
Yeah. It
lips.
It felt like, what do you think happened, Anna?
I'm so hungry on bed, and you need to feed me.
I think Dean is just having fun, and I think it's like he doesn't have a job, so he's just doing whatever and going with the flow. So I didn't think he would end up with anyone. And that's when he was saying on the podcast that everyone would hate him because he was just hanging out. And
yeah.
Like, what's the signature, you know? It like, is that's a little his whole
that's
vibe.
His no,
I think so
what's
too.
Love? What's the signature?
But the non-communicate. But in all fairness to her, she was just like, "Well, what's going on?"
I mean, he did seem like
he
was
had
like,
an energy shift.
But he was kissing her on the forehead, and he was like really connected with her. I think she's a catch. Like he really picked her, and I feel like he had an energy shift when she was like, "You're not holding me enough." It's like that's when guys are like, "Get off my nuts!"
Yeah,
I did just tell Ben Z that he was hot as balls, and I was met by silence.
Well, what is he going to say?
You were
yes.
He was also met by silence when you said, "When you're both single, would you maybe go on a date?" And there
that's
was
true.
Pure silence.
It's
I think
this is the greatest.
We're so comfortable
ever.
With all this dialogue, but they're just human, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And we are like
Aristotle,
total jackasses.
Will you go on the mic for 1 second? What did you think of our interaction with Ben Z? Did we blow it? That's us talking to the hot guy when we're all sober.
I wouldn't say you blew it, but I was like, man, they are all very comfortable with each other.
Or we were comfortable with ourselves, and he didn't. Was he as comfortable as we were?
I thought he did a good job. Just as
did
a
he
cold
seem?
Call.
Did he seem as a cold call? Because he might be at work. Like, what did he seem? Did he seem freaked out or delighted, or somewhere in between? Freak-lighted.
Like, it's possible that I guess he could have been at work, but he did seem like these are my new friends.
Follow up with him and say, like, do you want to not have any of that?
I'll
but,
do that.
Like, he,
I'll do that.
But I think he came off great.
Okay, great. I'll do that. So then, all right. So we have Dean and Christina, and she's like.
But I think you're right, Anna. I think he just doesn't really want to be. I think he just wants to be like
he's
floating
so
around.
Young.
He's
you,
so
like,
young.
You really feel how young
yeah,
he is.
Yeah. And you know,
and I think he's even more stunted than his age. Like,
oh,
I feel like he's
yeah. When his mom died,
yeah,
and his,
yeah, yeah, he's
bad.
That age.
Yeah, he's not. I just don't think he's dateable right now. I think he's a total
no,
catch, but I just don't think you
no.
would seriously date him.
I want to say, and then before we get to a few, I wanted to say one thing about the wedding. How weird were the guests? You're like, God, I kind of remember you. Who was that?
I
Caitlin
know.
And Sean didn't even look like themselves.
They looked like aliens. They look so.
And Sean, I was like,
I know.
They look like all the weird makeup and like what? Like I just feel like everybody.
Caitlin is so naturally pretty.
Whitney, what's her name? I love babies. Whitney from Chicago, who talks like this.
Oh yeah,
she did not look like herself at all.
Like that?
Oh, whoa.
That yeah. is Caitlin and
Sean. That's Caitlin and Sean.
You're
they
like,
who
so...
are they?
Who the fuck are they?
Like, I know.
It's... Oh, that. Oh, I remember seeing Sean last night. Yeah, and being like, that guy looks familiar, but now, oh my God.
That's
nuts.
That doesn't even look like her. Look
no,
at her.
No, she, yeah.
I know. It's, they look totally fine before.
Ashley and... eyes contouring was out of hand, and her
lips,
like, her
and
lip
her, like,
liner. She's like,
I love her.
I don't.
I kind of.
I
don't.
She's
don't.
So, she's too much. It's like
I like
the seeing Disney,
Jared.
The
he's
Disney.
The only one I really like. I
Jared sure. looks like somebody who got really stunted by the process, though. Like because he got Ashley eyed. He got Ashley eyed.
Oh, boy, did he ever! And they're still like okay. on and off. I think.
All right, so I'm going to. We are towards the end. I loved the upcoming previews. This was my favorite quote, Jasmine. She was like hooking up a lot, choking everybody. Jasmine's like a T-Rex who's taken. Oh, I think this is from Daniel the Canadian, which is the only one that Ding Dong Fun Sponge wants to fuck
oh
is
my
Daniel the Canadian.
God. I literally was like, are you kidding
Jasmine's
me?
Jasmine's like a T-Rex who's taken Viagra. The guys better be careful because they might get their dick ripped off.
Jesus.
That was the most. He has good quotes, and I'm glad he's coming back.
He's got great quotes, and I'm so glad he's coming back.
Okay, so before we get going and before we have our tweet of the week, I want to read. So we did. We got another Will You Accept This Rose adopted pet.
Yes.
Wow.
Jessica
so awesome.
Cox, look at this. And I will be painting a pet portrait. It'll take me a little bit. Look at that one.
So
baby.
Cute.
We'll put it on our Facebook page. Writing about Sammy.
Benzie's calling in.
He's,
suddenly.
He's,
dogs? Yeah. You guys talking dogs? Talking about dogs?
He's an adorable dog that I was supposed to foster, but I immediately fell in love with him.
Aww.
And now he's mine forever. All this is verifiable through the Underdog Railroad Rescue Portland Facebook page. I have about a million more pictures. It's just so,
so
sweet.
Awesome.
Congratulations. I'll be painting your portrait.
Yes. Wait, what is this you do?
If anybody adopts a pet this summer, I paint terrible portraits of
them
and their pet.
They're actually pretty good.
I paint portraits
Can
of
them. Can I promote a dog right now?
Yeah, well,
that we... Katie? Okay, sorry.
Katie's texted. She chooses them. But yeah, promote your dog.
Katie already... Did she already promote her foster dog?
Yeah,
okay, okay. Never mind then. So here that was the one I was going to promote.
So we... So Katie...
Almost every episode. Go adopt Ringo in LA.
Ringo is so cute.
Where is Ringo? Tell us about Ringo.
She's... Hold on one second. Talk while I'm looking up her text because she just sent... all the information.
So we have this week's pets. They're in Austin's Pets Alive. Okay, so there's going to be more info on our Facebook page. They're so cute. There's a kitty cat named Sarabelle and the dog named Perla. Look at these dogs. So if you adopt these pets, not only will we paint your portrait, but we will sing to you. Did you know that you're my hero on the air?
Oh, sweet.
That dog has amazing contouring. It's almost like Ashley Eye.
It's amazing.
I think that dog was at the wedding. Did that dog get married?
That dog was fully at the wedding.
That dog was totally getting so much tail.
And we also want to thank you. So if you guys have any emails, email us and let us know what you thought of the live podcast, rosepodcast@gmail.com. And we also appreciate you guys liking us on iTunes and Facebook. We got some really fun. We got more likes. Again, now we're up to 103 five stars and two one stars. But we got some really great new comments, including we have 5 stars. The absolute best Bachelor Bachelorette podcast. If you're a fan of the franchise and listening to this podcast, this is from Nonfon. You're missing out. Every episode is a tour de force of Bachelor Bachelorette fandom. No other podcast has left me laughing so hard and delivered so consistently. Enjoy. Here's one more.
I wrote that. No, I didn't. But that's how I feel. No one's funnier than you guys.
Oh my God. It's the... What is this? I challenge you. Okay, here's a good one. This is from Trapicalo, Hitchhiking to Grief Island, 5 stars. Arden, Aaron, Katie, Padgett, Robin, special guests of my tribe. I found these beautiful people through a recommendation through a friend since I got a new job where no one talks Bachelor Nation and I need to vicariously talk with someone about my favorite show. I literally have busted out laughing to these people at work, driving in my car and on my run. I love that they take it seriously but also pull back the layers of still being reality TV. Best Bachelor podcast out there. P.S. Arden, I challenge you to see who can climb Alex the fastest.
Oh,
little monkey. Okay, we're going to end with this. Anna, our tweet of the week, will you text them to, I'll hand my phone to Aaron. We have a very special, it's an all Falcon tweet. It's about Robbie's hair. It's all Falcon. We have 5 of them. Okay, here we go. Okay, go for it.
Number 1, set that at Bassbone 1. Can we talk for a minute about Robbie's job as a, quote, social media influencer? Yes.
Okay, you just slide it.
Slide it this way?
Yeah.
Aspiring Kelly, Robbie's hair has morphed from the Falcon cut to the I want to see a manager soccer mom cut. Nikki Lameshka, is there a chance that Brian's cheeks were actually removed from the Falcon's face? Okay, amazing. Julie B, why does Robbie have the haircut of a 50-year-old woman who wants to look edgy? That's America. That's amazing. Air Rekka, somewhere there's a licensed hairdresser that made that, and I wonder if they'd admit it.
All right, so nice. Let's go. I'm going to nominate 50-year-old woman wants to look edgy and soccer mom. Can we hear those both down
and
to
Brian's
the final
cheeks
two?
From no, okay.
Which do you, Nikki, of the two? Which are your top three?
I like the Brian's cheeks and then the second one.
Edgy 50.
The I want to speak with your manager.
Okay, so first one is by who?
Aspiring Kelly. Robbie's hair is morphed from the Falcon cut to the I want to see a manager soccer mom cut. And then the next one is Nikki. Is there a chance that Brian's cheeks were actually removed from the Falcon's face?
Oh, the Falcon's face. I'm going to go for... Wait, you go first, Nikki.
I thought a lot of people made the same comment about the soccer mom hair, but that was a really hilarious way to say it.
So, manager. Aristotle, which one do you like? Soccer mom. Anna?
Soccer mom.
I'm going to go soccer mom.
I'm going soccer mom.
It's unanimous. Yes, this is by who?
Aspiring Kelly at KCraig10.
You are our tweet of the week. Thank you so much.
I think we want to do a special
mention. Oh, yeah, we have a special mention.
At Karaoke for sending us the Kate photo with her hair.
Yeah, the photo. We'll put it on. And another special mention.
To at Jashel. Yeah. I am the only person smiling in JFK. I'm listening to Winner, Winner, Scissor Dinner, and I think my ears are pregnant.
Oh, my God. Aww. I love that. Amazing. Well, I will be, just a warning, and if it's going to freak you out, we will be doing the podcast from my living room in Little Compton with my brother and Heitner and Janet Marine next week. So it'll be a little more raw than normal, but it will be fucking funny because my whole family now watches it. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Marta Marine. Good night.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.